and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
She put what on Instagram? We left her for who? They're in rehab again? It's the Daily Dish with Anna and Raven on Star 99.9.
Lin-Manuel Miranda is certainly the it celebrity right now.
That's the guy from Hamilton, right?
Right. He wrote the hip opera. He starred in it. And a lot of people were upset because his last performance was this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So all these people had bought these Hamilton tickets a long time ago, paying
right.
some $500 a seat, $600 a seat, before
More
he announced.
Than that, I
yeah,
heard.
Oh,
right.
yeah, definitely. Before they knew that he was going to, you know, take a break as of this past weekend.
You know, I mean, that happens, right? Something gets huge, mm-hmm. and, you know, obviously other opportunities open up. So.
Right. And including one of those, actually, one of the, a fun thing I should mention is that, you know, his famous ponytail?
Yes.
For Hamilton, he chopped it off the minute he was done. He got off stage. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, when we talk about the other things he's going to work on, one of the things he did was collaborate with Jennifer Lopez on a new song called Love Makes the World Go Round.
Uh-huh.
And they debuted it on the Today Show. And it's a song they collaborated on as a tribute to those affected by the Orlando tragedy last month.
Okay.
Take a listen.
Wake up! A generation of innovators unable to patiently wait for change, because change is what they've been afraid of. The malevolence can wait, wait till level of debate, celebrate, elevate, love!
It's not a very great hook,
but I mean, obviously they're kicking a lot of lyrical knowledge in there.
Right,
so.
Exactly. Well, here's the hook. Check it out. I'm into it.
Well, it's a great message. It's a good thing that they're doing. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So, good stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
Forbes, surprisingly, have named their top celebrities that have made the most money entertainers. Who do you think topped the list?
I'm going to go with Taylor Swift, just because she was on the road a lot last year, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was it?
$170 million, Taylor Swift.
Was she the top celebrity?
Yep, she was the top
wow.
celebrity.
How? Who, did they do the couples again like they did last year or whatever with like Jay-Z and Beyonce and all
Not
that?
Not yet. I'm
no,
sure
okay.
they will eventually.
I think they do it like every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
That way they're always out there with a list. So congratulations, T-Swift.
Right. Number two, One Direction, $110 million. Three, author James Patterson. Number four, listen to this, tie between Dr. Phil and Cristiano Ronaldo.
How much did they
make? They made $88 million each.
Pocket change, says Taylor Swift.
I just think it's so funny. But the real thing that everybody's talking about is who came in number 43.
Who was 43?
Kim Kardashian. She made $51 million. She tweeted about how honored she was. And she's also on the cover, FYI. And she tweeted because she said, "My father would be so incredibly proud of me." And then her second tweet, which made me laugh, was the hashtag, "Not bad for a girl with no talent."
Yeah.
I mean, well done to her.
She's
you know?
Done a very good job. I'm still not a fan. What can I tell you?
But she has made an entire empire. She's created a whole cul-de-sac of the entertainment industry mm-hmm. that never existed before. And for that, you got to give her some props.
Yeah, it just doesn't make her a good person. That's all.
Oh, you're so mean.
No, it just doesn't make her a good person. I don't think she's a good person. I don't think Kanye is a good person. I don't think anybody in her family is truly good people.
You know what Taylor Swift would say?
I don't know.
Haters gonna hate. Mm-hmm.
I don't see her hanging out with Kim Kardashian.
Shake it off.
As a matter
Shake
of fact, she just called Kim Kardashian a liar a month ago.
Just so mad about Kim Kardashian.
I don't like her.
Star 99.9, Land Rover, Milford, Connecticut traffic.
I'm never buying it, Kim. Whatever you're selling, I'm not buying.